Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. Okay, there's a lengthy background Chandakarti explaining what a Zav and a Zava is. We'll get to it in more detail when we do Zavim here. in very brief, so that we can understand the Mishnah, Zav was a man who saw a seminal emission, right? But if he sees it on one or two consecutive days, then he has a different procedure to clean himself. He's got to wait for 7 clean days, meaning 7 days where he sees nothing. He's got to go to the mikveh, and that night he cannot eat sacrificial food again. All that time he's ritually impure, and he's not allowed to eat sacrificial food. 7th day mikveh, and then on that night he can eat the food again. It says this Mishnah, Zav Sherah Shtei Re'eos, if he sees two sightings, Shechatin Alav B'Shvi, on the 7th day, if the 7th day is Erev Pesach, and they're going to eat the Korban Pesach that night, once he's been to the mikveh, he can be included on the Korban Pesach. Why? Because the minute the night comes, he's going to be considered pure, and now he's going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So they can include him in a group, and they can slaughter a Korban Pesach for him. Ra'ashlosh, but if he sees a third sighting, a third seminal emission, now he's got a bigger procedure that he has to do. He goes up to the next level of impurity, and he has to count 7 clean days, go to the mikveh, and on the 8th day he has to bring certain korbanos, 2 birds. And once he's brought the 2 birds, he's pure. So over here, shechatin alav b'shmini shiloh, if the 8th day of his is Erev Pesach, and he's going to bring his sacrifices Erev Pesach, they can include him on a group and slaughter for him, because after he's brought his 2 sacrifices, he's going to be ritually pure again, and that night able to eat the Korban Pesach. Shomeres yom keneged yom, by a woman, it's a slightly different procedure, and there's also 2 stages. So firstly, if she sees blood for the first 7 days, that's her normal menstrual cycle, right? She's in Nida. But for the 11 days after that, she's now in her Zava kind of period, where if she sees blood, she can become a Zava. And if she sees it once or twice, like a man, then she's just got to, the next day, count 1 clean day, and then go to the mikveh. Not 7, just 1 clean day. If she sees 3 days in a row, now she's what we call a zava. Now she's got to count 7 clean days, and on the 8th day bring her sacrifice. So the first case is Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees, just seen it once or twice, Shechatin Aleh B'Sheini Shela, Ra'asa Sheini Yamim Shechatin Aleh B'Shlishi. If she sees 2 once or twice, then she'll go to the mikveh on the 2nd or the 3rd day. If she sees once, she'll go to the mikveh on the 2nd day. That night she'll be pure. If she sees twice, she'll go to the mikveh on the 3rd day. That night she'll be pure. If that night is Pesach, it's fine. Once she's been to the mikveh, they can include in a group and slaughter Korban Pesach for her, because the minute the night comes and they're going to eat the Korban Pesach, she's going to be pure, and she can eat the Korban Pesach with them. V'hazava, if she's seen 3 times and now she's a zava, shechatin aleh b'shmini, then on the 8th day, they can, if the 8th day is Erev Pesach, they can include it in their group, because that night she's going to be pure once she's brought her sacrifices on the 8th day. She'll go to the mikveh on the 7th day, then on the 8th day she'll bring her sacrifices. That night is Pesach, but they can include on the Korban Pesach, because by the time it comes to eat the Korban Pesach, she will be pure.
In all these cases,